Hi, this is Karis Lee, and today, September 15th, 2019, I'm speaking with my mother, Mary Lee. My mother is a stay-at-home mom, but was formerly a high school English teacher. Today, we will be exploring how it came about that she is a homemaker. Can you tell me about how you ended up in your line of work?
Well, when I became pregnant, we had to make a decision about what we were going to do in terms of childcare. And because we come from a very patriarchal culture, and I'm sure a lot of cultures are this way too, and it wasn't about finances or who made more money or anything like that, but it came purely down to gender roles. And your grandparents and your dad thought that as the woman and the wife that I should, and a mother, I should naturally stay home and raise kids. So that's how I became a stay-at-home mom.
Were you resentful of these family and societal pressures to be the primary caregiver?
I don't think I really had too much time to think about it because I was getting it on all sides, and it just seemed like, in the end, the right thing to do. Someone had to, I know, make the sacrifice, if you want to call it that. Someone had to give up something, and it was just that it fell on my lap to do it. And would I do it again? Now I would, but if you had asked me the first year of motherhood, I would have probably said no, I would not do it again. But now I would. Now I would definitely choose to be a stay-at-home mom.
Are there any lessons that being a stay-at-home mom has taught you?
It has taught me that you really have to make an effort to stay engaged intellectually and socially, because of exhaustion and sleep deprivation, the boredom just sneaks in like nothing else. And you really have to choose to put yourself out there. Otherwise, your day-to-day becomes very monotonous, and it's about Barney and the Wiggles, and how many times you can read Goodnight Moon. So, and you know, you have your play dates and grocery shopping and dinner and laundry and all that, and it gets really boring really fast.
Then how do you keep yourself engaged as a mother?
As a mother, you just, it's your kids, that's how you get engaged. But if you're asking me how I got out of my boredom, it came, I just started volunteering, and well, actually first I started reading and got into Oprah's book club, and then I just started volunteering at PTA and church and different organizations. So I got more involved, I met more interesting people, and I got to do things that were out of my comfort zone and things that challenged me, and that's how I think I became more productive and more content in what I was doing.
If you can do anything for work, what would you do and why?
Well, now I wouldn't trade being a stay-at-home mom for anything else, because I think I've grown into the job. And I know that I chose two jobs, a teacher and a stay-at-home mom, which are the two most underappreciated and undervalued jobs out there, because they're both service-oriented, and you get nothing but complaints when you're both. I wouldn't trade it, and I think this is where I was meant to be.
Well, I appreciate you and all of the work you've done for my family. Thank you for participating in my interview today.
You're welcome. Give Mom a kiss.
Oh my gosh.